ICE detains Marilyn Man Kilmar Abrego Garcia for deportation to Uganda. By Neil Munro on August 25, 2025. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents detain Kilmar Abrego Garcia on Monday morning. The Democrats' so-called Maryland man, for deportation to Uganda. On August 25, ICE arrested Garcia, a criminal illegal alien from El Salvador, in Maryland. He is being processed for removal to Uganda, said a statement from the Department of Homeland Security. Today, ICE law enforcement arrested Kilmar Abrego Garcia and are processing him for deportation, said Secretary Kristi Noem. President Trump is not going to allow this illegal alien, who is an MS-13 gang member, human trafficker, serial domestic abuser, and child predator to terrorize American citizens any longer. Abrego, 30, was deported in March to El Salvador despite a 2019 U.S. immigration court ruling that he not be sent back to his native country due to a risk of persecution by gangs, Reuters reported Monday morning, adding. Abrego was flown back from El Salvador in June to face criminal charges of transporting migrants living illegally in the United States. He has pleaded not guilty. Abrego Garcia was ordered in 2019 by a court to be deported. A second judge said in 2019 that Abrego Garcia should not be deported to his home country. So he is now likely to be deported to one of the many safe third country governments that have agreed to accept people who are deported. Many Democrats have rallied around the illegal migrant, despite credible accusations that he beat his wife several times, served as a street hustler for the dangerous MS-13 gang, and worked as an illegal labor trafficker over several years. But the fight is a clear political loser for Democrats. A June poll by Harvard/Harris shows that 62% of registered voters say he is likely an MS-13 gang member. The administration and GOP legislators are eager for more media drama about Abrego Garcia, partly because it forces the media to spotlight the many economic, civic, and crime problems caused by the Democrat Party's pro-migration appointees and staffers. Since May, Democrats and their allied media outlets have largely ignored the legal disputes over the man they dubbed Marilyn Man and instead argue that the debate is over due process rights for migrants facing deportation.